Good afternoon, Tomo. How are you?
I'm well, thank you. And how are you, Kathy?
Very well, thank you. We're talking about King Mushweshwe.
Yes, yes.
Tell us about him.
King Mushweshwe, we are here talking about a nation builder, a diplomat, a warrior, a statesman extraordinaire. We are talking about the founder of the kingdom closest to heaven, they say. He is one of the most successful Southern African.
Okay, so he was a statesman, and what did he do? When did he live?
Okay, let's look at what he did. During the climate of Mfecane or the Fecane, fleeing Zulu expansion, the expansion of the Zulu kingdom, he led his people to the mountain of Thababosiu, which became his stronghold. At this point, Kathy, there are many groups seeking refuge, seeking protection. So King Mushweshwe ultimately brings them as part of the Basotho people, and he incorporates them to build the Basotho nation. And there were many conflicts that King Mushweshwe went up against, including the border wars between himself and the Orange Free State, which is the independent Boer Republic. Particularly after the Basotho defeat in 1858. Are we still together, Kathy?
We're still here.
Okay. After the Basotho defeat in 1858, King Mushweshwe was certainly getting tired of battle after battle, conflict after conflict. He does something very unique and amazing. He successfully manipulates international powers to his advantage. He writes a letter to Queen Victoria to ask him to intervene. And through this process, he places himself under British protectorate. And indeed, in 1884, the Basotho Kingdom became a British protectorate of Basotho land, which later, in 1966, gained independence and was renamed Lesotho. So today at the Long March to Freedom, Kathy, we celebrate King Mushweshwe for his diplomacy and military actions that secured the independence of his kingdom, having resisted expansion of the Zulu Empire and winning battles against European settlers, ultimately, Kathy, through diplomacy, creating a Basotho state that escaped incorporation into the new South Africa. Aluta continua. May the spirit of the undying spirit of King Mushweshwe continue to give us hope, to continue to inspire current and future generation to pursue intelligence and not freedom.
Amazing. Tumo Bopape, thank you very, very much. We wish you a good week. And go and check out The Long March to Freedom.